So we've heard a lot about climate change, but can you explain for me what good nutrition has to do with climate change?
Yes, we have a report from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization out of Rome about a year ago called The Long Shadow of Animal Husbandry. And it turns out that the high meat diet that characterizes the American diet and Western Europe and increasingly even middle-income countries around the world, as people have more money, they tend to want to eat more meat. And the production of meat for human consumption is a major source of greenhouse gases. Ruminants, beef cattle and dairy cattle, produce a great deal of methane. And methane, on a molecule-for-molecule basis, has 18 times the heat-trapping capacity of carbon dioxide. So carbon dioxide coming out of the tailpipe of your automobile is an important greenhouse gas, but it's a weak link compared to the methane being belched up by the cattle grazing on the green pastures in North Carolina, getting ready to be eaten as steaks and rump roasts and hamburger.
But we've had livestock, we've had cattle for ever. I mean, how do we now say, okay, well, livestock are
Well,
as
we
bad
haven't
as driving your car?
worse than driving your car is what I'm saying, not as bad. We haven't had the animals in the numbers that are currently being consumed. We raise and consume 35 million head of cattle and 135 million swine every year in the United States. And according to our own U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average American male is now consuming about 185% of recommended daily allotment of meat, and the average woman about 140%. So we're way off the scale. And the problem is that with the production of meat, especially in our modern industrialized food animal production system, we end up with amounts of methane and nitrous oxide being released into the environment that are totally different from what was present 150 or 200 years ago.
Now, Dr. Lawrence, this would seem to kind of throw a wrench into everything we've been hearing or we're sort of being trained to think right now about climate change because, you know, I'm told to think about how often I drive my car and how often I turn the lights on at my house or to replace the bulbs with compact fluorescents. But you're saying before I do any of that, I should
Not
think about
before.
how much steak I have?
Well, not before, at the same time.
Hmm.
What FAO estimates is that the animal husbandry sector of the global economy is responsible for about 18% of greenhouse gas emissions. Now, that's larger than any other single sector. It's larger than the transportation sector. But it's the accumulation of all of these ways in which our industrialized societies are putting carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide into the atmosphere that are contributing to global climate change. But the average individual person, and I could put it to you, do you feel as though you have a handle on the lever that can change policy about coal burning power plants in the Midwest? And if you're like me, you probably say, well,
Absolutely not.
not likely. But you have a choice about what you're going to eat tonight. And instead of eating an 8-ounce steak, if you had a 3-ounce portion, if instead of eating meat every day, you had meat on 2 or 3 days a week, it's going to take all of these small incremental steps by all of us to begin to make a dent in greenhouse gas production.